Sham Aleichem to meet his friends, the Shivya Seshul Schus, Ramari Marat Shiyichyu, the Schus Fuas Chayachayfe Vaschanti Spasia, and Soshachal Israel, Rusbekar Vastil Ravida, Soshachal Israel, Ram Yosef and Chana, Minishmas, Rav Tovi Yitzchok Ben Akiva Yehuda, Minishmas of Mordechai Tzvi Ben Rabban Menachem, and Rav Eliyahu Moshe Ben Yitzchok Dov. This is based on the Torah of Mori Rabbi Ben Agada Mufla Ve Mufla Garav Manza Tzal. Vayigash Vayishak Lo Vayachas Rech Begada Bay Vecha Vyom Rei Rei Vech Vnik Rech Sadeh Asher Berecho Hashem Vyitain Lecha Elokim Yitala Shmei Mishanei Atvorot Begav Vitirosh. And he approached him and he kissed him. In other words, Yaakov approaches Yitzchak, who kisses him. And he smells his clothing. And he blesses him and he says, see, the smell of my son is like the smell of the field that God blessed. And God should give you from the dew of the heavens, from the fat of the earth, and an abundance of wheat and wine. We have to understand what it says in the pasuk by Recheu. He gave him a bracha. And what was the bracha? And he said, look, the smell of my son is like the smell of the field that God blessed. What's the look? Where do you look? How do you look at a smell? Oh, look, that smells. You smell. Besides that, it says, Vayavarcheyu, he gave him a bracha. What was the bracha? That your smell is like the smell of the field. That's not the bracha. The bracha is Vitein lecha Elokim yitala shmei mishmenei haaretz. That's the bracha. The Rei Reach Menei Yosef is just kviyat uvdach. It's stating a fact, not a bracha. It's the akdoma to the bracha. But it's not the actual bracha. So why is this the akdoma to the bracha? Your smell is like the smell of the field. That's even included in Vayavarcheyu. It's included in the bracha. Why is it special? Asher berachreach asher asher berachu Hashem. That Hashem blessed. What's unique about this field that Hashem blessed it as opposed to other fields? Chazal say in Maseches Tainis and Choftes Amud Beis, Omer Rav Yehuda B'Rei D'Rashum B'Arshilas Mishmei D'Rav K'Reach Sadeh Shel Tapuchim, like the smell of a field of apples. Tosfos writes it's a Reach Esroigim. The apples referred to by the Gemara are esroigim. So what's so special about these esroigim that you don't have in other fields? Why is this especially blessed? So what appears follows. Every person is composed of gashmias and ruchnis, nefesh ruch nisham, besides the guf. So le'enei basar always sees the tzara gashmi, because the eyes are only able to absorb the gashmiyah side, and not the ruach, and not the spirit. But reach is different. Reach, the Gemara says in Brachas, Nafim Gimel Amud Beis, Ezu Devar Shein Hashem Ane Nispo, Ve'er Mezeh HaReach. It's the smell that your neshama enjoys. Neshama enjoys the reach. So your other senses can see the physical, but the reach gets the spiritual. That's the neshama, gets the reach. Neshama is not a kli kibbutz for a dava gashmi. So it must be that a reach is a dava ruchni. That's why, by the way, it's called reach. Because it's ruchni, it's spiritual. And the absorption of this spirit is through the spiritual soul. And therefore, udavar shebechreach magil l'neshama she'enei nitbo. Therefore, it comes to the neshama that's nene. It's a best smell of spiritual, so the neshama absorbs it. Ve'al zeh amar Yitzchak, re'ei, reach b'ni k'reach sadeh asher berecho Hashem. Ha'inu she'etzo b'ni, yeshno, re'ei, you can see with your eyes, the reach, which is ruchani, which is spiritual. Because by my son, his spirituality is everything. And even his gashmi is tikab guf, where you have Re'iyah, that's it's Kula Ruchnias. And therefore, when you see his gashmius, you're seeing his ruchnius. That's his homahus, that's his essence. And therefore, there's not only haracha here, there's also re'ach, that you can see it. Because he's kol kulo spiritual. Some people are like that. Chochmas adim tarah panav. You look at his face, you say, wow, that person is special. Ein ma'asot, yesh keilu tzaddikim. You look, just to mention one of many, but you look at the face of Moshe Shapiro, Zichat Tzadik Livracha, my gosh. Mamish Chochmas Adim Toyer Ponav. So, when you saw Yaakov Avinu, you were seeing Kula Ruchnias. So, Re'eh, you can even see it. So, it's not only Harocha, but you can also see the Ruchnias, not only smell it. That's why he added Kerech Sadeh Asher Berecho Hashem. Because in any Daimem or Tzaymeach, all you see is the Geshem. But we know from the Arizal and all the Svarim that there's also a Nitzot Eloki. There's also a spiritual spark that gives it life. And without this spirit, it has no Kiyum. It has no existence. Just the eyes can't see it. Only the Reach, Ruchni. But Kol Sheishna Birkat Hashem Yuchedet. But let's say it has a special blessing of God, then everybody can see it. Everybody can see the Maaseh Hashem. So there's Riyah Muchashit, there's sensory sight here, on the Spirit of God in the matter. The Dvar Hashem. And that's what it says, Shereach Bani Ukereach HaSadeh Asher Berecho Hashem. Since there's a special bracha here, and therefore it's taller in the whole field. He doesn't just say a specific fruit or a tree. Because when there's a bracha, the bracha is usually on the whole field. He says, look at this field, kerech ha-sadeh, like the field that God blessed. Beyond nature. So since God blessed this field beyond nature, so you can even see the spiritual spark in you, which you're like the Reach HaSadeh Sheberecho Hashem. Just like this field that God blessed, that you can see the spiritual spark in it. So too in you, we can see your Ruchnias. Not only through Reach, but even through seeing it with your eyes, your Fleishig Oigim, with your fleshy eyes, you can see the spirituality. ויין בבראשית רבה, בתנחומה ישן, ואבות רבי נתן, ועוד, שפרשו ריח שדה כלפי בית המקדש, שיצחק כראו שדה. So what's the ריח השדה? The ריח השדה is the base of המקדש. It says in Chazal, יצחק called it a שדה, ויצא יצא צורך בשדה, called it a שדה. Same gedder, Beis HaMikdash v'shchina begilui ne'eram ha'aravi. Spirituality is palpable. That's what Yitzchak said to Yaakov. But my son, the Ruchnius, is real. You can see it. It's like the Beis HaMikdash. V'ze matim l'ma shekatav Rashi. Shenechnas imo reach gan Eden. Because gan Eden is Ruchni, v'ein bo geshem klal. V'zeo shergish bo Yitzchak, v'muchash et inyan ha'gan Eden shekulo ruchani b'lvad. Gan Eden is spiritual, and it has no gashmius at all. Nichnasim Reach Gan Eden, that's what Yitzchak felt. He felt his Gan Eden coming in, that's Kula Ruchni. That's what it means, Reach Begadab. Ketuba Pasuk. Vayigash. Vayishak lo, vayarech et reach bigada vayivarachayu. He smelled the fragrance of his garments and blessed him. And he said, see. It's interesting, I have an English translation in front of me. And the translation is, behold. No, see. Reach bini kereach sadeh. The fragrance of my son is like the fragrance of the field. A moment ago he smelled his garments. And now he's talking about him himself. ועל ימסוף, ועל יעקב ימסוף. אז מה קורה פה? אז איך הוא אומר, ראי ריח בני, הוא מדבר על בגדיו. איך הוא מדבר על יעקב עצמו? But it's known from the Svarim HaKadoshim that the goof is a beggar for the neshama. And on this it says, שהריח יצחק את ריח בגדיו, דהיינו, שגם מהגשם, שהוא הגוף, שהוא הבגד, היה בו גדר של ריח, שהוא רוחניות, וכנר שכולו רק רוחניות היה. Therefore it's totally in בגדיו. He smelled reach begadav. In other words, the beged is the goof, the geshem. The gashmius, your begadim for your the beged of your soul is your body. So he said that Vayarachit reach begadav. He smelled his begadim, he smelled his body. And he says, yeah, my son, even his lavush, even his body, even his begadim, are kareach hasadah asher baruch Hashem, kol kula ruchni. In fact, in the Torah Shlema, he brings from the Tanchuma Yoshen and told us, Re'ei Re'ach B'ni, Haya Tzrich Lomar Re'ei Re'ach Bigdei B'ni. It's a Pashat Akasha. You can read this Pashat 50,000 times and I notice it, it's Pashat. El Amar Lo, Re'ei Re'ach B'ni Melamed, She'recho Shel Tzadikim Me'ein Olam Abba. This teaches you that the smell of Tzadikim is Me'ein Olam Abba. What's the answer? He had a question. Question, it should say, Big Day B'ni. So what's the answer? That the Reach of Tzadikim is main Olam Haba. Mazit. So the explanation is like we said. Shikaro Bolomar, Shitzadikim Ruchaniim Hem. Because they're Dovuk Bo'ilam Haba. They're clinging to the next world, the pure spiritual world. And not only their Nero Nefesh Ruch Neshama, their Guf also. Even their lavush. And that's why he said, Re reach b'ni, their reach, even my son, is like Olam Haba, meaning even his lavush, even his beged, is Olam Haba. Since they're davuk ba'olam haba, therefore even their lavush, even the body is Olam Haba. And that's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, famous Gemara, Lamed Zayin, Al Tikri B'Gadav, Al Aboidav, Shafilu Poshi Yisrael, Mleim Mitzis Karima, Yosef Meshisa, Yaakov Ish Tzoris, ooh, did they do terrible rishus. And then they were choizer b'tshuv in the end. But what's it kashur la'pasuk? Ketuv sham b'gemara, al tikri b'gadav ela bogdav, those who are traitors, who rebel against God. Even they're great. They're filled with mitzvahs. What's it kashur? What's it kashur? L'pshat ha'pasuk, b'gadav, bogdav, even Yosef, Meshis, Yachum, Yitzros, they went so far off, they ended up doing tshuva. How does that connect to Pashut Shana Pasuk? And why did Yitzchak bless him? Because Vayarach Reach Bless Reach Begadav. So based on what we said, it would appear that here we see the essence of a Jewish man. That a Jew who comes from Yaakov Avinu is Ruchnius, not Gashmius. He's not Rasha, like the famous Rambam, Perak Beis, Mechus Gershon, Alach Chof. That when a guy gets divorced, even if you force him, he really wants to. In the end, it's Baratzen, even if he's forced. Because a Jew wants to do the right thing. And even if he was a very big Rasha. אבל עיקרו ומהותו איש עדיין לרוחניות. שלכן את הורות קלה. And therefore, a little bit of a Cyrus. And Yosef Meshis and Yaakov Mitzoros came back. And they're from Leim and Scream, and that's what it means. Vayarach et reich begadav bogdav. And the lavush of the Jew is holy. And therefore, even the bogdim, even the traitors are holy. Even they come back. Leim, Mitzis Karimon. People always very hard on Rav Kook for being Makariv, the Rechoikim. Gemara. He found the Malayim. They're Malayim, it's his Karimah. Trying to build Eretz Yisrael, being Moser Nefesh. Gemara says, Filu Poshe Yisrael, Malayim, it's his Karimah. I once heard a story. I was in the midtown of Chabad once, davening Mincha. It happened to me in my life once or twice, not so many times. Very beautiful place to daven. Food also there. It's very nice. In any event, so a guy gets up to make a scene when I'm there, and he says, Poshe Yisrael, Malayim, Mitzis Karim. And somebody once said to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and he said, how could it be that a Poshe Yisrael is filled with mitzvahs like a pomegranate? a rima. The Rebbe said, how could it be that somebody who's filled with mitzvahs like a rima is a poshe Yisrael? So this is all coming from the pshat in the pasuk. The Yaakov is so pure, so that's going to be his descendants as well. אז לפי זה נראה, שמה שכתוב וייתן לך, רש"י מפרש, וייתן, בו"ב וחיבור, ייתן ויחזור וייתן. What does he mean? It's פשוט. וייתן לך אלוקים, יטל השמיים ושמני הארץ, it's not one time, I give you once and I'm done with you. מה פתאום? יש ברוך הוא זה going to continue taking care of us. ברור. So what's the Yachzor V'yitein? And with that, he's going to get it, Leolam. It's discussed by the Mizrahi, the Gur Aryeh, the Sifsei Chachom, and boys down, Kli Yalkov, Oy Voy. Even moreover, it's quite difficult. Later on, it says, Lamites, Berkat Yitzchak Le'esav, V'yan Yitzchak V'yomer Elav, Hinei Mishmanei Aretz Yeh Moshevecho Mital HaShemai Me'av. When Yitzchak blesses Esav, he says, that from the fat of the heavens, it's going to be your dwelling, and from the dew of the heavens, from the fat of the earth is going to be your dwelling, from the dew of the heavens above. And there it's Pashat, it's Lolam, even without the Vav V'yitein. What's this Yitein, V'yachzer V'yitein? So Sfasemes talks about this many times. Ayin Sham, Kshmak. And why is the emphasis on the V'yitein? And I'll give you, meaning it's already talking about the second time, what about the first time? Rashi says, V'yitein kipshuto is coming from Rei Reach B'ni. See that you smell like this field that God blessed. And God is going to give you Mital HaShemayim V'shmanei Haaretz. Ma kesher? Lama zeh hemshech? Az nara b'yul kach. Shelefi ra'ot einei basar, כל מהלך טבעי הוא דבר של קבע. ואחרי שכך נקבע בטבע הדבר, ממילא ממשיכו כך עוד ועוד מחמת שזהו טבעו. And according to the way we see things, every מהלך טבעי is something קבוע. And after that's the טבע, so it just continues like that more and more, that's the nature. But it's not true. There's no such thing as nature. It's all a hand of God. God is mechadish to uchoy ma'aseh bereishis. The world's not an automatic pilot. Every second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadish, mechadish, mechadish. Nochamo, nochamo. V'nimtza, she'emeti, she'kol netina, even if it's lo'ilam, it's yitein ve'achzer ve'yitein. Just because he has something, is this minute, now we have the laws of physics, doesn't mean they're going to be the laws of physics the next minute. Just because somebody's breathing this minute, doesn't mean he's going to breathe the next minute. I know a lot of people are breathing 1 minute, and the next minute they weren't breathing anymore. I've known too many people like that. But if a person's gashmi, he doesn't realize it. He just thinks, yeah, I don't come and I'll go knowing. There's teva. Only somebody who's ruchni sees. No, no, no. Everything is God. It's a yitain v'yachso v'yitain. Chshav, arei mevuar itev, mash katuv, v'yivarechei v'yom arei reach b'ni. Shebiyarnu shema ze v'yivarechei. שמאחר שזה אורח בני, לכן וייתן לך. We saw before that he's giving him the bracha, and he says, see, the smell of my son is like the smell of the field that God blessed, and may Hashem give you Mital HaShemayim U'Mishmanei Haaretz. So we said, what was added now by the Reach? He was going to bless him before. there was something added that when he smelled that he wanted to bless him, because it says he was planning the whole time to give him the bracha. He thought he was Esav. And then he says to him, oh, he smells him, and then he gives him the bracha, and he says, oh, you smell so good, like the field that God blessed. So the truth is, he wanted to bless him until now also. But now, until now, the bracha was Netinat Tal HaShemayim U'Mishmanei HaAretz. There was going to be this bracha, but it's not going to be a v'yitain. It's going to be a yitain. And where do we see that? We see that in the bracha that he gave to Esav. In Esav, it doesn't say v'yitain. It just says, mishmanei aretz yemo shavecha. Because he didn't think Esav was in such a high madrega. But after he smelled the smell of his clothing, and Yitzchak felt that the one standing before him to be blessed is so ruchni. Im kacha, klapei hayavai varcheu shel Yaakov. Because of the vayavarcheu of Yaakov, the blessing of Yaakov, it's not just a yitain. It's a yitain v'yachzor v'yitain. This is a different bracha. That's why it says, Vayisha Vayarach Asreh, he smelled him. Ooh, now he's going to give him a bracha. But this is going to be a different bracha. Because when he sees how Ruchni Yaakov is, when he sees on a completely different Madrega, so it's going to be a completely different type of bracha, it's going to be a V'yitein Lecha bracha. And that's the Hemshech HaKsuvim. And he said, oh, he smelled him. And then he gave him the bracha. The Akdama to the bracha was that, look, you smell so good. Like the field that God blessed. Meaning that you're so ruchni, you're so incredibly ruchni. And that changes my entire bracha. That's why this is part of the bracha. Because this redefines the bracha. I didn't realize you were in such a high madrega, Esav, thinking it was Esav. And therefore, v'yitain lecha Elokim mital hashemayim. I'm going to give you a bracha v'yitain. What's the bracha v'yitain? That you're going to be aware that it's coming from Hashem again and again and again. Because somebody who has ruchni yistika eyes sees that it's everything is a yitain v'yachzor v'yitain. Somebody who's gashmi doesn't realize that. Of course God is always giving. So to Esav, he gave the bracha, and that's what he's planning to give to Yaakov. He didn't want to go to his Esav. Esav, he just gave the bracha. God's going to bless you. Of course God's going to bless you. Today he's going to bless you, tomorrow. But it's going to just look like a one-shot deal. He just gave it this big bracha, and it's going to continue. It's going to be teva. But Yaakov, he didn't say that, because he smelled him. He said, you are so ruchni, like the sada that you can see the spark of God, even in the lo alechem avadu yichyadim ki alkom votza pi Hashem yichyadim, like the Rizal says, you don't live on the bread, you live on the spark of God in the bread. You're so ruchni that I can smell, I can even see your ruchni as you're so ruchni. And I smell it, because this the sense that most is able to sense ruchnius is the sense of smell. So you're so ruchni. Oh my gosh. V'yitain lecha. Yachzor v'yitain, v'yachzor v'yitain. It's going to be clear to you that it's Hashem giving you and giving you again and again and again. Hadvorim misamchei lev umarnine nefesh umeirei einayim baruch Hashem. I love this. It's makes me a little bit shicker, so I can't drive after these shiurim. Thank you so much for listening, and please stay tuned for more. We have to revisit Bli Neder, the sugya Bli Neder. It's mamish, such an important sugya to learn. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. And always remember, and not to forget, Sof davar kol nishma et Elokim yira bet mitzvotav shmor ki zeh. Call Adam. Shalom, shalom.